Hello, and welcome to the Fairfax County Health and Safety Podcast. Coming up, learn about building an emergency kit that also helps the planet, the dangers of flash flooding, and what you can do to stay safe, as well as Virginia's current drought situation. Links to topics mentioned in this podcast can be found online at fairfaxcounty.gov. Weather is getting weirder. Spring flash floods are hitting places that never used to flood. Late season freezes are wiping out crops. Tornadoes are starting earlier in the season. If you're not prepared, you're behind. But prepping doesn't mean filling your garage with disposable gear you'll throw away in 2 years. Here's how to get storm ready the smart way. A solar-powered weather radio is one of the best investments you can make. When the power goes out, and it will, you need a way to get weather alerts. Most battery-powered radios eat through AAs fast, and those dead batteries pile up. A good solar-slash-hand-crank weather radio costs between $25 and $60. Many of them double as phone chargers, flashlights, and emergency sirens. You charge it in the sun or crank it by hand. No batteries to buy, no batteries to toss. The same goes for solar chargers. A foldable solar panel can keep your phone alive during a multi-day outage. Look for ones with built-in battery banks so they store power even when the sun goes down. Your phone is your lifeline in an emergency. Keep it charged without burning through disposable batteries. Second, stop buying cases of plastic water bottles. This is the biggest waste in most emergency kits. People buy a 24-pack of bottled water, shove it in the closet, forget about it for years, then throw it all out, and buy a new pack. That's a lot of plastic for water you never drank. Instead, get reusable water storage containers. A few good options. 5-gallon BPA-free jugs with spigots that you refill every 6 months with fresh tap water. Collapsible water containers that fold flat when empty and take up almost no space. Stainless steel water bottles for your grab-and-go bag. The general rule is 1 gallon per person per day for at least 3 days. A family of four needs about 12 gallons minimum. Two sturdy 7-gallon containers handle that easily, and you'll use them for years. Add a portable water filter to your kit too. Our emergency information blog has more on preparedness. Visit fairfaxcounty.gov/emergency/blog. Flash flooding kills more people in the U.S. each year than tornadoes, hurricanes, or lightning. And it's getting worse. Warmer air holds more moisture, which means heavier downpours. Combine that with dried-out soil that can't absorb water fast enough, and you get flash floods in places that never had them before. Here's what you should actually do. Know your flood risk. Check FEMA's flood maps for your address. Even if you've never flooded before, that doesn't mean you won't this spring. Keep important documents in a waterproof bag. A simple dry bag works. Insurance papers, IDs, medical records. If you have to leave fast, grab the bag and go. Have a plan for your pets. Most emergency shelters won't take animals. Know which ones do, or have a friend outside your flood zone who can take them in. Never drive through standing water. 6 inches of fast-moving water can knock you off your feet. 12 inches can carry away a car. Turn around, don't drown. It sounds dramatic, but it's the number one way people die in flash floods. Sign up for severe weather alerts from Fairfax Alerts at fairfaxcounty.gov/alerts. And bookmark our Storm Center webpage to find the current forecast and information. Virginia is in the middle of its most severe drought since 2007, and Fairfax County is not spared. A prolonged stretch of warm, dry weather that began in fall 2025 has steadily worsened conditions across the state, and there is no significant rain in the immediate forecast. The U.S. Drought Monitor's April 14th report shows that more than 60% of Virginia is now classified as D2, severe drought, or higher. That's the largest share of the state in severe drought in nearly 20 years, surpassing levels seen during droughts in 2008, 2010, 2023, and 2024. The Virginia Department of Environmental Quality, working with the Virginia Drought Monitoring Task Force, has placed all counties and cities in the Commonwealth under a drought watch or warning advisory. Fairfax County is among the localities under a drought warning advisory, the more serious of the two designations. A drought warning means a significant drought event is considered imminent. Consider taking proactive steps to conserve water. The Metropolitan Washington Water Supply and Drought Awareness Response Plan offers a few practical steps everyone can take, including cut back on outdoor water use, including lawn watering and car washing. Fix leaks inside and outside your home. Run dishwashers and washing machines only with full loads. Monitor drought conditions regularly. Get more on our emergency information block, fairfaxcounty.gov/emergency/block. Each month, our Department of Emergency Management and Security produces the Emergency Preparedness newsletter and a monthly preparedness webinar. Learn more at fairfaxcounty.gov/emergency management. That's it for this edition of the Fairfax County Health and Safety Podcast, produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government. Thanks for listening. Additional information about health and safety topics and emergency preparedness may be found on our emergency information blog at fairfaxcounty.gov/emergency/blog. Follow the Health and Safety Podcast on soundcloud.com/fairfaxcounty and our podcast webpage, fairfaxcounty.gov/podcasts. And remember, if you have a police, fire, or medical emergency, call 911. For non-emergency needs, call 703-691-2131.